This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the Human Body. I'm your host, Dr. Mike Todorovic, joined by my co-host, Dr. Matthew Barton, who I don't pay. I turn up
for free.
He does. He doesn't realize I get paid many millions of dollars to do this podcast, yet I give him none of that, and now he knows. So it'll be the last time he's on the podcast. We're on the A to Zs. This isn't long form, short format. So we're on the letter A. We are on the term, very interesting term. I think we'll get a lot of listeners for this one. The term is albumin. I repeat, albumin. And albumin is a protein.
Plasma protein.
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
There you go.
It's usually referred to.
First out of many mistakes you're going to make today. So simply put, albumin is one single peptide chain. I'm going to throw a bunch of facts out to you, Matt. Just interject at any point. It's a single peptide chain composed of how many amino acids? Guess. I'll give you a clue.
78.
It's more than 78, but under 1,000.
213.
Terrible guess. 585 amino acids. Now, at physiological pH, it is negatively charged. That's important. Keep that in your noggin for later. And it can change shape. Now, depending on whether it's in a crystalline form or dissolved in the plasma, its shape changes. And this flexibility that it has is actually very important for its function as a carrier molecule, which it does play. Talk about that in a second. Now, albumin is produced in the rough endoplasmic reticulum of your liver cells, which we term
hepatocytes.
That's right. At a rate of 12 to 25 grams per day.
For the whole liver?
For the whole body.
Okay. Yep. But the liver is the only place that can make it.
Correcto.
Okay. So how many again?
12 to 25 grams per day. It's a fair bit, right?
Seems like a lot.
And for a 70 kilogram male like me, I have about 250 to 300 grams of albumin inside of me at any moment. It's a fair bit, right? Yeah. So this albumin that's produced by the liver will jump into the bloodstream. And you said it's a plasma protein. But Matt, 60% of the albumin actually escapes the blood and will remain in the extravascular regions of the body. So this is the interstitium, but also will go to specific target organs like the skin and the muscles and the kidneys, and some will even stay in the liver.
So when they're in this tissue location, do they have a function? Or
I think it's quite variable, as we're going to find out in a sec.
Okay.
So 40% of albumin will be in the plasma, 60% will be in the interstitium. Its half-life, which is the amount of time it takes for 50% of it to be kaput, is 15 days, right? And the liver's so good at making it that a healthy liver can increase its production by 300% if it needs to. That's how important this molecule is.
Yeah.
Now, why is it important? Well, because it plays a multitude of roles in the body, many roles. And it's regulated, its production is regulated by the current colloid osmotic state. I'll talk about what that is in a sec. The nutritional state of the body and also the inflammatory state of the body. So then the question is, what does it do? First, Matt, first function of albumin is that it maintains colloid osmotic pressure. What's that mean to you?
The suck-in pressure. So like basically the osmotic pressure.
Yeah. So because
albumin... And presumably because you said it's plasma and interstitium,
yep.
It will play an osmotic role both in the tissue, so the extracellular space, as well as the intravascular space.
Exactly right. So remember, osmosis is the pulling force. So any substance that is charged is going to exert, or what we call osmotically active, is going to exert a degree of pull on water, and a lot of the body is water. So these molecules are important for determining hydration status and fluid location. And so we know that we need around about 6 liters of blood in our vascular system, and most of that is water. And so
55%.
Yeah, 55%. And so when blood, which has oxygen and nutrients and wastes and all these types of things, is moving through the body and gets to the capillaries, it needs to deliver oxygen and nutrients to the tissues. And the way it does it is that some of that blood needs to escape through capillaries, mm-hmm. and then it can hand it off, and then that blood needs to be pulled back into the capillary bed so we don't lose our blood volume.
And when you say blood, what you mean here is the plasma.
That's right, not the red blood cells. Mm. So what allows for – so the blood escapes because we've got blood pressure, right? There's a pushing force pushing the blood out through the capillaries, delivering the oxygen and nutrients. But if we've got a pushing out pressure, how do we pull it back in? And that has to do with the albumin. So most of this pulling in pressure that we have from albumin, it actually constitutes 80% of that pulling in force back into the blood vessel because it's negatively charged. Right. So the negative charge of, and because it's small. So there's other larger proteins in the bloodstream, but the fact that it's small and there's many of them, it exerts a stronger inward pulling force.
Wow.
So albumin's really important in maintaining the blood colloid osmotic pressure, which maintains our fluid status.
Yep.
Right? So that's the first thing. Second thing is it binds and transports things.
Can I just add one thing there?
Sure.
But so you said there is still the presence of albumin in tissue.
Yeah.
So there will be a pulling force to bring water into the tissue.
Yeah, there'll be an interstitial colloid osmotic pressure.
Okay, but that's nowhere near the amount of the blood vessel.
No.
But interestingly, if you were to get a condition where you are losing plasma proteins or albumin into tissue, you would then have a greater interstitial colloid pressure.
I'll get there.
Oh, okay.
I'll get there. Binding and transport. So it can bind and transport endogenous substances.
Like Billy.
Like our friend Billy, Billy Rubin, and exogenous substances. So endogenous, first one, bilirubin, absolutely, which is important when it comes to bile production, and it also carries bile salts. It carries fatty acids. It can carry metabolites and metals like iron and copper, steroids and other hormones.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
So it carries a lot of things. That's just the things that we produce. The exogenous things that can carry drugs.
Like drugs.
So antibiotics, like anti-epileptics.
Drug mule.
Yeah, that's right. It's the drug mule of the body. sulfonamides, furosemides, salicylates, a whole bunch of stuff. That's just to name a few. So carries and transports. Remember, because I said it's quite flexible, has the capacity to bend and shake and move and hold things. All right. It actually plays a role in acid-base buffering.
Yep.
Which we may have brought up in our acid base episode, mostly because it's
protein,
got all that acids. Negative charge associated with it, and hydrogen ions, which change the pH of our blood, has a positive charge, so it can bind, it can mop it up and release it if need be. It has an antioxidant-free radical scavenging.
Does that then make, if you're in a acidotic state and your albumin's soaking up a lot of hydrogen ions, would that then decrease its ability to carry things?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know how. I mean, you've got so many other buffers of the body. I don't know how significant albumin is as a buffer. Antioxidant and free radical scavenging role. So it can take radical oxygen and nitrogen species from the environment and basically bind them to its side chains. Simple.
Yep.
And it can also, like I alluded to earlier, iron and copper, which are usually in their ionic form, in the body, can be scavengers as well for electrons, which is what makes something a scavenger or a free radical. And luckily for us, albumin can bind to them and stop them from functioning as free radicals.
Okay.
It has antiplatelet and anticoagulation effects. So it can act like heparin, and it does this by sort of neutralizing factor 10A. Factor 10A. Do you know what factor 10A is?
It's in the clotting cascade.
That's right. And it does this by antithrombin 3. And it also has platelet function inhibition through platelet activating factor and cyclooxygenase pathway. We know cyclooxygenase, right?
That is an enzyme that plays an important role with prostaglandin production.
That's right. And so it has a platelet inhibition effect.
That would be thromboxane.
Yeah. Thromboxane. So many functions, many functions. Now, disease-wise, probably the most important one
liver
associated
disease.
With albumin. Well, cirrhosis. Firstly, the condition, which I don't think you'd be able to pronounce properly.
Hypo.
Yeah.
Albuminemia.
Yeah. Hypoalbuminemia. Say it.
I'm not going to try.
Okay, well, just say it three times. No, just for the listener.
We're at...
Okay. Hypoalbuminemia is a condition where you don't have enough albumin in the blood. Now,
that could come from a kidney issue as well, right? If you're just urinating a lot of urinate a lot of albumin.
Yeah, so usually you shouldn't pee out your proteins, but if you've got kidney injury, you might be peeing out proteins. And if you do that excessively through renal failure, then yes, you may have hypoalbuminemia from that. Like you alluded to in the beginning, liver disease, because the liver makes it. If the liver's not functioning, no albumin. Burns, because you can lose it through the fluid.
Yeah.
Right? There's a whole bunch of different ways. Malnutrition, right? So what do you reckon would be the effects of hypoalbuminemia?
Well, judging on your first function, it would be edema.
Yeah.
So if it was liver, predominantly they would have issues with ascites, which would be a lot of fluid accumulation or third space in within the abdominal cavity. If it was maybe... renal failure where you've lost a lot of albumin through your urine, it's probably more peripheral.
Yeah, perfect. And obviously if the albumin is low, all those other functions are going to be affected to some degree. It may not necessarily be clinically relevant, but those functions would be affected. And that...
Well, one thing I was...
And
just,
that...
one thing I was going to say earlier, and you said you're going to come back to it, but you didn't. If you had a lot of albumin in your tissue...
Yeah.
So if you were to have, I don't know, let's say inflammation.
Yeah, but you said it with ascites.
That's true. That's low though. That's low. But if you were to have...
If you were to lose it from the vascular compartment into the interstitium, it's now going to pull more blood out.
Yeah, but from the ascites issue, which is they just got a low amount.
Yeah. But so, I said if it escapes, if the albumin that you have, if it's a normal amount but escapes the capillary into the interstitium... the water's going to be dragged with it.
Yeah.
So you can accumulate in that interstitium.
Yeah. And then, and the big difference there is because you've got proteins within the fluid as well as fluid, it makes it a non-pitting edema.
What does that mean?
Well, it means when you push your finger into the tissue with edema, it bounces back straight away.
Right.
And an example of that is edema with, say, inflammation.
Mm.
When you have inflammation, like a swollen ankle due to inflammation, when you press your finger in on the edema, it bounces back straight away because the tissue has not only got fluid in it, but it's got solutes like albumin in it with it. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it kind of makes the tissue pressurized.
Yeah.
Whereas if you had peripheral edema due to heart failure or low albumin, all that's coming out is fluid only, and it will be a pitting edema. So it will be a sloshy edema.
Okay. Interesting.
Does that make sense?
No, no, that's I think that's important.
And that's because you've got a higher interstitial colloid pressure.
On which one?
On the non-pitting.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, that
Sorry if that ruined your
ending. Look, you should say that at the end of every podcast. No. That is albumin.
I've got more respect for albumin
since the podcast.
not you.
Anyway, thanks, Dad. I mean, Matt.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.